Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kanisha. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to know what I bought off you guys.
Okay, may I have your zip code to see if we're able to locate an account for you, please?
77328.
And your name?
Barbara Daniels.
I'm sorry, Miss Daniels. Your zip code again was 77328.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your last name is Daniels.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if we're able to locate your account here that way. What's the amount you're being charged for?
39 something. I'm not sure. Let's see if I
Okay.
can find it here.
Yes, ma'am. Are you able to provide me with the first six digits of your card number that the payment was taken from?
Oh, I don't want to do that. $39.89.
Okay. Let me see if we're able to locate it by your phone number. Okay, for security purposes, could you verify your address with me?
144 County Road, 3893 West, Cleveland, Texas, 77328.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Barbara, I do apologize. I don't have you in our system. I've searched your phone number you're calling from, your full name, the zip code. I would suggest to speak with your bank or your credit card company in regards to the payment to inform you of exactly where you're being charged for. They can give you the correct customer service line.
They did. They gave me this line.
Yes, ma'am, so
And they
you're
told
not.
me if it.
I don't have an account with your name. Is it possible that it could be in someone else's name?
It's coming out of my bank account.
Okay, the only other option there is we can search the first six numbers of your card number and the last four numbers.
No, I'm not giving you my card number. I'll just call it fraud.
I do thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Yes,
Bye.
ma'am. Bye-bye.